What is a long-held tradition of pride and faith for many is, believe it or not, disturbing to a few. And those few typically want what disturbs them to be eliminated, no matter how many consider it to be a positive. That's the battle which had been applied by atheists to the inclusion of the phrase under God in the reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance in New Jersey schools. A New Jersey student decided to stand up and fight against the atheist demand that the traditional Pledge of Allegiance be removed from her specific school. She won that fight, as evidenced by a state court ruling late last week. She joins us now to talk about what motivated her to launch this effort and what the experience was like for her. She's a senior at Highland Regional High School. That's part of the Matawan Aberdeen School District. We say good morning to Samantha Jones. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Congratulations on stepping up and defending your beliefs. Talk about what's the background. What was being attempted by the atheist with concerning your school?
Well, actually, the Matawan Aberdeen School District is in North Jersey, and my school is in South Jersey. But this atheist family wanted to sue their school district because they want under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. My family heard about this lawsuit, and my dad contacted the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty and said that we would like to defend it. So even though they're in North Jersey, I'm in South Jersey, it's still going to affect the entire state, and I'm willing to fight for my right as well as the rest of the country's.
And we should say this was the American Humanist Association, and I found the basis of their argument funny and sad at the same time, because they obviously have a problem with the phrase under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. They were relying on the state constitution for their grounds of it's a discriminatory act with that phrase in the pledge, yet the state constitution specifically recognizes God.
Yeah, it does. Although, I think that when people hear God, they initially just think of religion. And though it is obviously related with religion, I don't think that this fight is so much about religion as much as it is about protecting our freedom and liberties as American citizens. If this right is taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance, which the court decided to affirm, so it's staying in for now, it's taking away our right and our freedom of speech, and I don't think they realize that would affect them as well.
Well, that's the thing, too, as I alluded to in the introduction. You have the few that want to go after what's embraced by the many with the incorrect belief that America is a democracy. We are, in fact, a republic where it's a majority rules, pure and simple. I mean, it's not like reciting the pledge is mandated. If I understand the laws, how your school operates, it is a law that a school has their students recite the Pledge of Allegiance at the start of every school day. Students can opt out. The only caveat is the parents have to supply in writing why they want their child to opt out. And as far as I can find, there's been no disruption, disturbance, or riots when that process has been followed. And I believe that your school adheres to that system.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone has a choice whether or not to stand up or even say the Pledge of Allegiance. So really, I just think that, like, there's no reason to take under God out. I understand that if they are offended by it, but no one is forced to say it. They have the right to remain silent, but they don't have the right to silence everybody else. And if under God is taken out of the pledge, I do feel that I, as well as many others in this country, will be silenced.
And within the context of the pledge, it's not naming a specific God. It doesn't say one nation under the Christian God, for example.
Exactly.
Talking with Samantha Jones, who was successful in her battle against the American Humanist Association in preserving the phrase under God in the daily reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance. The case was fronted by the Beckett Fund, which you can learn more about this case and the other work at BeckettFund.org. It's the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Devil's advocate time for me, Samantha, because there are some who say that you were a quote-unquote a prop for the Beckett Fund, that you were used by them for them to force their ideals upon people in New Jersey and in your school district. What's your response when people say that?
We are not trying to force anything on anybody. And the Beckett Fund, they're not forcing their ideals on me and my family. We decided we wanted to do this and reached out to them. So I'm sorry that someone feels that way, anybody feels that way, but that's not how it is at all. This is purely my choice in defending this right, because I do believe that they're trying to take my right away, and I'm not okay with that. And not just my right, but my siblings, my younger cousins, and the rest of the country as well.
When you started this, did you imagine the amount of press coverage and news coverage that this case was going to receive? Were you warned ahead of time by anyone saying, get ready because it's going to be a wild ride on this?
My attorneys did mention something of that nature. I guess in the beginning, I was like, oh, I don't know. I mean, anything could really happen. I don't think I realized that I would be so into something that's national now. Like, it's just, if anybody told me last year that I'd be in this, I don't think I believe them. I was never really one to talk in front of people.
Well, you've done fine up in, including at this point. Should state,
thank
too,
you.
This was only the second state-level suit, which in Massachusetts was an identical claim, and that as well was unanimously rejected by Massachusetts Supreme Court in that attempt. Along the way, what were some of the things you were hearing from people that you went to school with, your friends, other students, teachers? Were you getting support? Were you getting we're going to back away from you until this is over because you're toxic for whatever they would say. Did you get more support than hesitation? How was all that working for you?
Well, in the beginning, I got so much support and encouragement from my teachers, from my peers in schools, and my friends and family. Everyone was so supportive. My dad made a Facebook page for, it's called The Pledge Girl, for like my fan page per se. And I've been getting comments underneath articles that weren't necessarily the nicest things.
Yeah.
So now that we've actually, the courts have dismissed the case, we have been getting a little more, quote-unquote, hate words. But we still get so much support and encouragement. It's crazy that people that I don't even know are supporting me, and it's truly amazing.
We have a young student here in Northwest New Jersey that was a victim of bullying, and instead of just folding to the bully, she actually started an organization called Students Against Being Bullied. Now she travels the country, believe it or not, just doing programs and promoting and helping educators understand what bullying is in school and to help prevent it, stop it, and help the kids who are victims of bullying. Do you see yourself doing anything past this law case now? Has this made you more aware of what the power of a voice can be and the power and effort can be? And is there something in your sense of priorities that you want to apply your abilities to next?
Yeah, I think it's awesome that she's doing what she's doing, number one. And I don't think that anybody should be bullied for no matter what it is. But I would love to. I don't know what I would do exactly, but I guess I could probably look into that. And I think it'd be awesome to kind of raise awareness for other people, because this whole process has just made me realize how much more respect that I have now for people that don't have the same opinion as I do. I always have had respect, but now I have more respect for their opinion.
Well, you certainly have done your family proud and done the heritage of America and its history proud, and that's something that's very valuable and needs the protection of everyone, including yourself. And I think you're going to compel others to step forward and speak up and fight for what they believe in as well. Learn more about this case and the other work of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. You can go over to BeckettFund.org. and check that out, as well as the details about this case regarding the Pledge of Allegiance in the New Jersey School and Highland Regional High School. And we've been joined this morning by the leader of the fight, for all intents and purposes. She's a senior at Highland Regional High School, Samantha Jones. Samantha, again, congratulations. Job well done. You are inspiring to your peers, to your adults as well. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.